Wes Anderson movies are a definite thing. Take his set design, earnest, quirky, and obsessive. Every shot is a consummation of painstaking detail. The camera is straight on, elements are arranged at meticulous right angles with uncanny symmetry, color palettes are precise and constrained. The same fastidious care is given to the choice of songs for his soundtracks. Anderson shows us how closely music can be integrated into the concept and design of a movie, because stock wallpaper music would never work for films that have the strangest wallpaper you'll ever see. Every Wes Anderson film has a montage where his earnest, quirky, and obsessive characters work past their awkward nature to find love, accompanied by an old and forgotten guitar-based pop tune. For his latest, Isle of Dogs, he's found a doozy. This song, I Won't Hurt You, is some far-out 1967 vinyl from an obscure group with the most self-explanatory of names, West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. I dig the human heart sound as a replacement for drums. It's earnest, quirky, and obsessive. Strangely perfect for the sequence of a boy wandering the countryside in search of a dog's love.
It's golden and brilliant without illumination.
A lot of his tropes could be criticized as affectation, but Anderson's crate digging elevates his storytelling as well as the music he discovers for us. Don't ever change, Wes. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you. Rainbow, how good it is to know your lightning. Strike me with your lightning. Bring me down and bury me with ashes. I won't hurt you.
And this is Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
So glad to be here, Fletcher. Thanks.
I am very glad you're here because this is very exciting for me. Wes Anderson, certainly one of my favorite filmmakers. And I think other than probably Martin Scorsese, he's just about the best there is at working pop tunes into his work and really evoking emotion through them.
Right. I hope you don't mind me getting into your wheelhouse. You're the movie guy.
Not a bit.
But I'm glad to talk about Wes Anderson with you.
Yeah, and you brought along a great list. I can remember every single one of these songs and where they take place in the movies and sort of the feeling that comes along with them as we hear the songs. And it just adds so much to what we see.
Yeah, and the songs are so weird. Like, it's like he's taking us into an antique store and saying, look at this weird thing that I found.
Well, let's start with the first time that I really started to love Wes Anderson with the movie Rushmore. And this goes along with the montage of Max Fisher in his extracurricular school activities. It's a pretty famous scene from the movie.
Right, yeah. It's this beautiful montage of him doing all his after-school clubs. What is it? Is there a chess club or something? There's a judo club.
Calligraphy club,
oh,
judo.
Calligraphy, yeah, yeah. It's just, it's funny and then gets funnier and funnier and funnier.
Yep.
And then this is like the perfect tune to go with it because it's this earnest, quirky song from a band you've never heard of. I've never heard of them. They're called The Creation. It's a tune called Making Time. And as we'll see, I think Wes Anderson has a fixation on the year 1966. It's really strange, but we're gonna be visiting that year over and over and over. This band is a great discovery. I'm glad he brought it out because it's the first band to have a rock guitarist use a violin bow on his guitar. It's so trashy and garagey, and it happens years before Jimmy Page attempts it, I think. So this is Making Time by The Creation.
A movie that, for a lot of people, kind of was a comeback for Wes Anderson. I know people grew a little disenchanted with him for a couple of movies there. I didn't really have a problem with him because, I just love pretty much everything he does. But then Moonrise Kingdom came out in 2012, and really, for a lot of people, that brought him back.
Yeah, maybe so. But it's not to say it's not the same stylish, maybe over-stylized thing that he's got going on. I mean, this movie, Moonrise Kingdom, has so much obsessive design to it. It's almost a joke, but you just have to go with it because he takes it so far.
Yeah, he really does. He treats the characters the same way as I've said this before, but a lot of times his characters, no matter what age they are, they seem to act like they're all the same age. The kids act like adults,
right.
And the adults
yeah,
kind of act like children.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I think he's maybe trying to go back to his old childhood, and maybe something terrible happened to him.
Yeah, I think he has daddy issues. I'll definitely say that.
Right, yeah. So, and it's these very, two very awkward characters trying to find love. What are they, 12 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and this is this dancing scene where they overcome their shyness and dance with each other. And this is a really amazing find. A singer named Francois Hardy. From France, Le Temps de l'Amour. That's as close as I'm going to get to French. But this is this is a tune from 1962, and it's an example of a whole genre that I really wasn't aware of in France, in Italy, some other like European countries. They called this Yeah Yeah, which was kind of a takeoff on the Beatles' Yeah Yeah. So they're kind of doing an amalgam of different American styles like rockabilly and some other kind of poppy kind of things, just kind of melding it together. And I think it's perfect for the movie. Ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On se dit qu'à 20 ans, on est les rois du monde. Et qu'éternellement, il y aura dans nos yeux tout le ciel. De l'aventure, quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien, malgré ses blessures, car le temps de l'amour, ça vous met au cœur beaucoup de chaleur et de bonheur. Un beau jour, c'est l'amour, et le cœur va plus vite, car la vie suit son cours. Le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains.
de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, on ne pense à rien, malgré ses blessures.
And so I guess we're headed back to the mid-60s. Wes Anderson's been doing this ever since his first movie, Bottle Rocket.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's a great movie, too. And this is probably my favorite scene in the movie, where he's just kind of in this hotel, just kind of chilling his heels and wondering what to do. And then he sees this maid in the hotel and falls in love. And I was talking about 1966, but this is from 1967. So
yeah, close enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's that school year, let's say. This is a band called Love that I've never heard of before. And this is a really, really strange tune called Alone Again Or.
Yeah, said it's alright. I won't forget all the times I've waited patiently for you. And you'll do just what you choose to do.
We'll head back to Rushmore for a second. Lots of great British invasion tunes in that movie. This one is a song that, honestly, I kind of play for myself every now and then when I'm feeling a little sad, and I remember this scene from Rushmore. It's absolutely burned into my memory. It's the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, there's a sentimentality to this. And it's really funny, right? Because he has a person that does his music licensing. I read a great interview with him. His last name is Poster. I forgot what his first name is. But he managed to get a Rolling Stones tune. I mean, how hard is that? And then it's from this early album from 1966. The album is called Aftermath. And of all the songs you could get from that album, why this one? It's really intimate. It's acoustic. It is not a hit by any means. I'd never heard it on the radio before. There were all these iconoclastic tunes from that album, like Under My Thumb, you know, real rockers. But, of course, that wouldn't work for this movie at all.
But, you know, this song is exactly the sort of thing that from time to time reminds me how damn good the Rolling Stones can be.
Yeah, right. And because they're showing their kind of emotional side, right? Yeah, which is what his movies are all about. These characters kind of bringing out these really awkward emotions, and here it is. I Am Waiting by the Rolling Stones.
I am waiting, I am waiting. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I am waiting, I am waiting. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. You can't hold out, you can't hold out.
someone to come out of somewhere. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere.
We couldn't talk about this without talking about this scene from The Royal Tenenbaums. It's a song by Nico, and it happens when Gwyneth Paltrow walks off a bus and is coming toward Luke Wilson.
Yeah, it's the most iconic of scenes from this iconic movie. It's just fun to watch. I could watch this over and over and over again. How much do you know about Nico?
A bit.
Yeah. Very strange character from music history. This is from her album from 1967. It's a song called These Days, which I found out was written by Jackson Browne. Nico, what can you say? She was a German model who kind of came to the States, had this brilliant modeling career. You can find a Bill Evans record that she's on cover of. Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people know we're working with Velvet Underground.
Right, exactly. Yeah, she fell into the Andy Warhol group. And so she became this kind of hipster, kind of fallen angel kind of character. She's always so stylish. And I got to say, she's just a terrible singer. I mean,
you know, but it really works here.
It works, yeah. I mean, for this scene, because it's this person kind of overcoming their faults to try to, you know, make this love thing happen. And here's Nico singing this song really, really badly. She has no high voice at all, so it's just like really low in her register. But you can tell she was just so beautiful and stylish as she was singing it into the microphone. This is from her album Chelsea Girl from 1967, These Days.
If I seem to be be afraid to live the life that I have made. And sorry, it's just that I've been losing so long.
And then we'll end off with the reason I bought the Life Aquatic soundtrack. I remember specifically hearing this at some point in the movie. I remember specifically hearing a number of tunes from Seu Jorge, the Brazilian guitarist and singer. And I remember thinking, wait a minute, is that David Bowie?
Yes. So there's so many layers of meaning to this soundtrack. Definitely one of my top 10 soundtrack albums. This is this Brazilian singer singing David Bowie covers in Portuguese, just voice and guitar. So again, it's this guitar-oriented pop tune, this kind of like really intimate performance, bringing out the, I don't know, hidden beauty in this David Bowie song. It's Life on Mars, which is one of my favorite David Bowie tunes anyway. He wrote it in 1971, so this is 4 years outside of Wes Anderson's I don't know, target year. But anyway, enjoy it. Life on Mars.
We'll leave you with that, with Life on Mars. Certainly, Wes Anderson's soundtracks to every single one of his movies are worth checking out.
Yeah, my favorite. I'm always looking forward to them.
All right, Mark, thanks very much, as always, for being here.
Thanks a lot, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão não vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Quantas coisas do coração não consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.